From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter with this news. Memorial Day festivities today include observances at the Alaska Memorial Park and Evergreen Cemeteries. American Legion Auk Bay Post 25 is hosting a cookout at their location on Glacier Highway from 11:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. The Southeast Alaska Native Veterans are also hosting a ceremony and luncheon at Elizabeth Peratrovich Hall downtown. And yesterday, more than 300 seniors received diplomas from Juneau's three high schools. The day was spent celebrating graduates' accomplishments and the bright futures lying ahead of them. At the ceremony for Juneau's smallest high school, Yokosuka Dakahiti, speakers celebrated the kids who almost didn't make it. There was a time when 18-year-old Kiana Christofferson wasn't sure she was going to graduate high school. Her anxiety and learning disabilities made participating in class a challenge, but she ended up at the district's alternative high school. It still wasn't easy. Christofferson said there were times when she stopped showing up.
With the help of all of my teachers, I was able to get the work that I had missed done, and I was able to catch up on all my credits, and with the help of them, I was able to succeed in graduating this year.
Christofferson walked across the stage yesterday at Centennial Hall while her sister and mother looked on. Also on Sunday, 135 seniors graduated at Juneau Douglas High School. At Thunder Mountain, 160 students received their diplomas. Capital City Fire and Rescue crews responded to a fire at a home on North Franklin Street this morning. No injuries were reported. The fire reportedly broke out shortly before 10:45 a.m. on the top floor of a three-story house on the corner of 5th and Franklin Streets. Flames poured from windows as firefighters worked. The fire was knocked down shortly before 11 a.m. Crews were still working inside the building to assess damage, according to a police dispatcher. A 71-year-old woman has completed her mission of performing a headstand in all 50 states. The Ketchikan Daily News reports retiree Anne Pernouge checked the last state off her list Thursday as she laid down a mat and did a headstand outside the newspaper's office. Pernouge said she had been traveling around the country for the past decade, doing headstands in every state that she and her husband visit. Pernouge, who is an avid participant of yoga, says her motivation was simply, quote, the fun of doing headstands, end quote. Taking a look at weather today, showers with a high near 52. Tonight, showers likely, mainly before 7 p.m. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Adeline Baxter.